Let us read from God's holy word from Psalm 27, the 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, and neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It's very clear as we read the psalm this evening that David was plagued with many enemies. And in this pathway that he was having to tread, it stirred up wonderful exercise within his heart. You see, the Lord will use whatever means he pleases to bring his dear exercised children to seek him. and not only to seek him, but to seek for those divine blessings that are vital for their souls. And it is very clear that dear David was favoured with some wonderful tokens in this pathway. He could say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" We see here in that first verse the wonderful confidence of faith. Though faced with all these enemies, there was in him that living faith to look above it all, to his God, who was his light and his salvation. And then we find a wonderful confidence given to him. He says, "Whom shall I fear?" He had that wonderful confidence to believe that the Lord would deliver him from them all. "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" But the reason I have read this psalm this evening, just as I was getting into bed last night, just after 11 o'clock, when I got back from Braintree, as I went to get into bed, the Lord dropped these words into my heart: "To behold the beauty of the Lord." And you know, they were very sweet to me. I lay thinking of them for a few minutes. You see, David had this fervent desire, didn't he? He says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." And this was a real desire in the heart of dear David. A desire to seek the Lord, and to dwell, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now, he didn't desire to dwell in his own house. He wanted to dwell in the house of God. He didn't desire to dwell with his family. He desired to dwell in the house of God with the heavenly family of God. He didn't desire to dwell in this world and all its pleasures. But he says, "This one thing I have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." And then this word the Lord seemed to drop sweetly into my heart. You see, when he was to dwell in the house of the Lord, there was reasons why he desired to dwell there. And let us examine our hearts, each of us. Why do we desire to dwell in the house of the Lord? Is it because we've just been brought up to? Is it because we think it is right that we should do it? Or is it because we think that that will be pleasing to the Lord if we do it? Or is it like David? His fervent desire was to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life for two vital reasons. One, but to behold the beauty of the Lord. Now, naturally speaking, you know, in many of our chapels, there's nothing beautiful about the place. You see, many that go to the Church of England and other historic buildings, they go to look at the stained glass windows. They go to look at the wonderful structure of the place. And they go because it is recognised as a place of worship. But we find here, David sweetly says, to behold the beauty of the Lord. Now it's not in the building. What is the house to me, unless the master there I see? And you know, if we have a little glimpse by faith of the beauty of the Lord, it will draw us to the house of God. Oh, it will. And this is what drew David there, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And there's a blessed beauty to faith, and it seemed to so rest upon me last night. The blessed beauty in the dear Redeemer to poor needy sinners there is. A beauty that they cannot describe in words. It's not a beauty to the natural man, but it's a blessed beauty to faith. Faith beholds the Lamb of God. You think of dear John, what he said, didn't he, in the first chapter of John's Gospel, too. He says, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And how can we behold him? By faith. And that's how dear John, he saw that blessed beauty there was in the Lord Jesus. And if we know anything of what it is to see the beauty there is in Christ, suited to every sinner's case, what would be the effect of it? Well, it will humble the sinner in the dust, that they should ever have a glimpse of his beauty. The spouse, you know, in the Song of Solomon, she knew what it was to behold the beauty of the Lord. You read that beautiful, I think it's chapter 5, where she describes him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And what conclusion did she come to? Yea, he is altogether lovely. The chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely. Do you know what it is to behold the beauty of the Lord? Well, let me come low, do we desire to? You know, when those Greeks said to Philip, sir, we would see Jesus, they wanted to see the beauty there was in him, suited to their very case. And then there's a blessed beauty to faith in the precious blood of Jesus, because that precious blood cleanseth the blackest, vilest of sinners of all sin. And oh, what a beauty there is in it. And then there's a blessed beauty in the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus. And as Christ is preached, there's a blessed beauty that shines forth. All the sinner needs is in him. So this is what David desired, to behold the beauty of the Lord. He's all glorious in his apparel, the Holy Spirit says. And oh, you think of the beauty there was in the dear Redeemer, to dear Mary Magdalene and to those dear women. Everything they needed was to be found in their dear Redeemer, and they beheld the beauty. Well, much could be said upon that, but then there's a second reason why David desired to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life, and to inquire in his temple. You think of dear Hannah, how she went up to the temple in all her burdens and troubles and needs, and look how she inquired of the Lord what he would do, what he would perform in giving her her Samuel. She inquired of the Lord. She sought his face. And they that seek shall find. What do we read in this psalm? We read it this evening. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. And you know, when the sweet presence of the Lord is known and felt in the sanctuary, the desire to see him will be so fervent in the sinner's heart. They want to see Jesus and behold his beauty. And there's a blessed beauty in the righteousness of Christ, that glorious robe that he has wrought out for sinners. So think of these two things this evening. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Notice whose temple it is, the Lord's temple, in his temple. The place where he communes with his dear people. The place where he sends the answers down to their poor petitions. You know, it's a wonderful thing to take our case to the Lord and go up to the house of God and look for the answer. And when he gives the answer, oh, how the sinner can praise and bless his holy name. And they see such a beauty in his promises, in his word, and in his voice. What did the spouse say? His voice is most sweet. Now to the world or to the natural man, these things will mean nothing. But to the living child of God, they long for it. And the Lord in his time will grant it. A hymn writer said, had I a glance of thee, my God, kingdoms and men would vanish soon. You see, the sinner will see Jesus only. Well, I've scratched around the surface. May the Holy Spirit grant us more and more blessed views of him, as we hope to sing in the hymn that we will follow with shortly. The wandering world desires to know why I should love my Jesus so. Well, may the Lord bless his word.